For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st President of the United States and the father of former President George W. Bush, has died. He was 94. The former president passed away on Friday night at 10:10 p.m., according to a spokesperson, Jim McGrath. This is George H.W. Bush announcing the liberation of Kuwait following Operation Desert Storm on February 29, 1991.
I am pleased to announce that at midnight tonight, exactly 100 hours since ground operations commenced, and 6 weeks since the start of Operation Desert Storm, all United States and coalition forces will suspend offensive combat operations.
The Berlin Wall fell while he was in the White House. The U.S. began building relationships with the former Soviet bloc, and his Operation Desert Storm was the most popular American military intervention since World War II. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
At the G20 summit in Argentina, President Trump and the leaders of Canada and Mexico signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
In the United States, the new trade pact will support high-paying manufacturing jobs and promote greater access for American exports across the range of sectors, including our farming, manufacturing, and service industries.
The president also says,
the USMCA is the largest, most significant, modern, and balanced trade agreement in history. All of our countries will benefit greatly. It is probably the largest trade deal ever made also.
The law enforcement community is mourning the death of a U.S. deputy killed in the line of duty. The marshal was trying to serve a warrant when he was shot and killed. Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus says the shooting is under investigation.
The investigation involves a range of federal law enforcement agencies who are all working with the Tucson Police Department.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Saturday is World AIDS Day. December 1st has been set aside as a day to raise awareness about HIV and AIDS. U2 frontman Bono, in an interview with Jenna Bush Hagar from NBC's Today Show, talks about his role as a consultant to former President George Bush on HIV and AIDS.
PEMFAR is the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief, and your old man has led the world on, I think it's the single greatest health intervention in the world, in the history of medicine, fighting a single disease.
The SEC championship game between Georgia and Alabama is being held this Saturday in Atlanta. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Ahead of the big SEC game Saturday in Atlanta, fans of both teams making predictions at Hester's Restaurant and Grocery in Fayetteville, Georgia, mostly Dogs fans and a lone Alabama fan.
So who are you rooting for in the game?
The Dogs.
Here at Hester's Restaurant and Grocery, diehard Dogs fans gearing up for the big game, making predictions over breakfast with a lone Alabama fan.
This call from Peachtree City. Roll Tide, roll, baby. Bama's gonna win.
But don't tell that to Phil from Fayetteville.
I've been living here for about 50-something years. The Dogs, naturally, Kirby Smart, yeah, he's going to do good.
Malcolm saying,
this is going to be a knockdown dragout, and whoever's the best will win.
Kickoff in Atlanta is set for 4 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.